Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On to the lawsuit. A woman has filed a lawsuit saying she was injured by bullet fragments during police training in Kansas City. A lawsuit was filed this week. Said it happened during a 2022 firearms training course conducted without helmets. According to the lawsuit filed, 28-year-old Alejandro Rios said that the injury took place at the start of the training session, which was conducted while she attended the department's regional police academy in August of 2022. The lawsuit states that the course attendees were given loaded firearms and brought into a concrete room. She said another member of the training course discharged his weapon while trying to take it out of his holster, and that when his gun went off, fragments of that bullet struck her in the head. I don't think she was seriously injured, but the shrapnel, does that make sense?
Yeah.
According to the lawsuit, course attendees were not provided with protective headgear, although she was wearing eye protection at the time. Am I the only one that's more curious if the other recruit that unholstered it and shot it into the air was dismissed that day working? Maybe you should find something else to do, sir. Love you. Thanks for coming out.
Immediate fail.
Thanks for playing.
I imagine he's not patrolling the streets.
Her attorney and the Kansas City Police Department declined to comment. Here's the deal. Part of the lawsuit says that they shouldn't be bringing people without training into this type of training.
That's how you do training.
I was just going to say, how do you train people without training? If the argument is they didn't train us.
Well, you train
that's
them.
Why you're in training.
I believe that's correct. Yes.
To get trained.
In training.
Mm-hmm. Where training happens. Yeah.
That's where you train them.
You can't have training to train for training.
Well, you can train trainers to train.
Could.
God, I wish we were still talking about Johnson Drive.
Does it run north or south?
I don't know.
We know north and south, of course.
Or by sailors. I don't know. I feel terrible that she was injured. And I'm, again, curious what happened to the other recruit that misholstered and fired or unholstered.
Well, I'm sure he or she is no longer with the force. Or working for somebody else in another city on their force. But, you know, these lawsuits, if she was injured, and the story doesn't go into any detail about the extent of her injuries.
It does not.
Okay.
That is correct.
So we don't know if she, you know, suffered a serious head injury from the bullet fragments or if it would just, like, nicked her on the ear or on the head or something like that. If it was a very minor injury, these kind of lawsuits really annoy me.
Because it's an intrinsically dangerous job.
Right.
To go try to make the police department. It's going to be an intrinsically dangerous job when you're there. That's if you're training to be a canine handler, if you're training, they tase them. Remember that?
Sure. And yes, I believe every police officer, at least in major departments, is tased so that they know what it feels like. That would suck.
They ask me all the time in the media, you want to come to our TASE training? And
no.
You know, we always TASE somebody as a member of the media. I'm like, no, I don't want you to TASE me.
If the Rangers,
full stop.
If the Rangers called me and said, hey, would you like to come out to Fort Benning, your birthplace, and get waterboarded, I would say,
I'm good.
I think I'll pass on that. But thank you for the offer.
I just think there has to be a first time for everyone. Even if you're a surgeon, there has to be a first time. There has to be a first time that you're out on the street as a police officer.
Sure.
That training should be strenuous. I don't think you should be injured. You know, we've heard of people collapsing and dying and having a heart attack and all that stuff. You don't want to see anyone get hurt. You certainly don't want to see death. But that is going to be serious training involving things like weapons, perhaps explosives, perhaps scenarios of shooting drills, all of those things.
Well, I would hope that any police officer who is, you know, graduates from the training, the police academy, and is put on the street, I would hope that they have proficient experience in shooting a gun. That's the whole point. But think about this. I mean, because she's suing the city and the police department, right?
I assume, yeah.
Yeah, I hear that right.
Both.
Okay. What if I'm spitballing here. I don't know if this is true or not. I can't imagine a scenario where it's not. Wouldn't they train police officers in hand-to-hand combat? What if I'm training with somebody and
all that, make an arrest if someone's on PCP and is trying to overcome you?
Yeah, they come up from behind and I throw them down on the mat, and in the process of doing that, I accidentally break their arm. They've been injured. Are they going to sue the city and the police department for that?
There was recently a lawsuit out of the state of Colorado. I can't remember what city, where they take their hand-to-hand, allegedly take their hand-to-hand combat training too far, and it's a form of hazing, and they beat the ever-loving out of this guy, and now he's suing because he thought they took it too far.
Well, if it is hazing, then they did. If it's not part of the typical training that police department would do,
according to the lawsuit, it was part of their hand-to-hand combat thing, but they like to rough them up a little bit.
I'm not a big fan of lawsuits for lawsuit's sake. Well, you know, works for the city and for the police department, we could really get them. Now, if she was seriously injured, then fine. I wish we knew the extent of her injuries, though.
Yeah.
To have a better idea as to, you know, whether it's this woman and some attorney who are just trying to get a fast cash grab, or if she really is owed money because of severe negligence on the part
of... can't work again kind of thing.
Right. And if there was severe negligence on the part of the police department, and then therefore...
They have been conducting that training, Scott.
Oh, I know.
For the 100-plus years of that police department.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've been out to see it. And it was years ago when I was just a young reporter.
Could you run the obstacle course?
Not now.
Could you climb over that wall thingy with the rope and then army crawl under the limbo looking poles?
Not now. I could when I was 25 or 30.
How many pull-ups could you do?
Right now?
Yeah.
Be honest.
7?
Okay.
5?
I can barely do 5.
Ask me my number of pull-ups.
None?
0. 0. I own it. I'm not, there's no way.
I think I could pull myself up a couple of times, Sam. I take great offense. That hurts.
We can test it out.
That hurt me in the feels.
Dana and Parks pull-up challenge.
Well, yeah, we're not doing that.
Dana, 0.
So all I've got to do
bet
is
on
get,
the under.
I just got to get 1.
Was it you versus me?
No.
And does your chin have to go all the way up above the bar?
Yes. And you have to rest it up there.
And you're not allowed to kick with your legs. And also your palms have to be facing out. Palms in is cheating.
Palms out?
There's no... Then I can't... Then I'm a 0.
Why can't your palms be in?
How are you going to pull yourself up over a ledge with your palms in?
I'll figure that out once I get up there.
I'm not. I'm just trying to be strong. I'm not joining the academy.
And thank God for it. God, another suspect got away.
Did you see his knees?
Wow. All right. Enough of both of you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.